My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, once in a family, a mother had 4 sons. 4 of them were brought up well in the family, and the father died, and the 4 sons went on their journey in search of job, and they found the job, and they did very well. Couple of times they used to call to their mother and tell and ask for the good health of their mother. And each one was in different places. So after all, when they were trying to come back home, they planned out to buy something for their mother. So they gathered at a hotel and they decided what to buy for her mother. The first one said, "I will buy a beautiful house or a big house for our mother." And the second one said, "Since she has worked hard, let me not give more work to her. Let her enjoy in her later days." So he said, "I will buy a Mercedes-Benz car. Very good, luxurious car." Then the third one also, he said, "Since mother is alone in the house, I will buy a big TV, a home theater, where mother can relax and watch the television." Then the other son, he said, "I will buy a parrot, a small parrot. A parrot which was trained to speak the word of God for 10 years. If you ask the parrot, you kindly read the parable of the sower, it will do it." So these four sons presented these 4 items as a gift to the mother. And then they went back to their journey to do their job. After some days, they wanted to know exactly from their mother what is happening. The first son asked her, "Mother, I have given you as a gift a beautiful house. Are you happy with that?" Then she said, "My son, at this old age, how can I mop all the house? It's so big. Your gift is so good and so big that I can't bend so much of time and to clean the house." And the second son called to her, "Mom, I have presented you a luxurious car, a costly car. Are you happy with that?" Then the mother replied, "My son, I hardly can sit 1 hour or 2 hours in the car for driving. Not more than that. Anyway, I am quite happy with the car that you have presented to me." Then the third son also called to her and asked to inquire about his presentation of the home theater, big TV. Then she said, "Whenever I sit in front of the TV that you presented to me, it's very good. But I am falling asleep when I watch anything." Then the fourth son also called to her, "Mom, what are you doing with the parrot that I presented to you?" Then she humbly said, "I fried and ate. It was very good. I fried and ate. It was very good." And so the son did not know what to do with the mother. "Mother, I thought seriously about your life. I know that you are alone in the house. And therefore, I bought a parrot which can speak to you through the word of God. I bought a parrot which is trained for 10 long years, which whatever you ask, it will speak to you. How is it that you could do that way? Now, which of the things, four things that mother could accept? Now, the luxurious house or luxurious car, the home theater, the fourthly, the word of God. Everything was at her disposal. In other words, everything has a purpose or the intention of her son to be fulfilled at the last stage of her life. Now, God also thinks in the same way. My children, or my parents, or my neighbors, my good people, I am giving you a land of Canaan, where milk and honey will be flowing. And God, the Yahweh Father himself, tells the people of Israel, you are not happy in the exile at the land of Babylon. And therefore, I am sending you to the land where there will be honey and milk flowing. You go, therefore, and enjoy my fruit. But what the people did, they turned their face. God gave 10 commandments. They turned their face. God gave everything what they wanted. They turned their face away from God. And now, finally, God the Yahweh, the Father, thinks of sending his own son, Jesus Christ. Before sending, God sends everything with a purpose. Even to the matter of Jesus as his son, has a purpose. And today, you and I are born on this earth with a purpose to fulfill, a purpose to do, a purpose to lead someone to God the Father. With the same intention also, God also in the first reading, as we heard in the first reading of today, the prophet Isaiah chapter 55 verse 10. It says like this, as the rain and snow come down from heaven, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Now God is sending from heaven the rain and snow that it might make wet the ground, and the seed that is in the ground will flower and give fruit. And the same way, Jesus also, with his purpose, he came, and we know the purpose of his coming is being fulfilled when he extends his hand on the Mount Calvary on the cross. And secondly, Jesus also says, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains as a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it will give the 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. That means even the seed, even the tree, even as the persons we are, even we are created in the image and likeness of God himself, we have been given with the purpose to fulfill the command that Jesus or God the Father has given to us. And therefore, even St. Paul also tells, I have, in the second reading, what St. Paul says in the letter to the Romans chapter 8 verse 18, what he says, the sufferings that I bear, I experience on this earth are nothing to the glory that God the Father is going to give me in heaven. And the purpose of my coming, and the purpose of my choosing, the purpose of God's selection of my life is being fulfilled. Yet, I am not being afraid. I am not unsatisfied. I am not ruthless. I am not worthless. I don't think so. But I feel the glory that God the Father is going to give me after this life is more than this life what I am having right now on this earth. And therefore, Saint Paul also, like Jesus, let Saint Paul also, like God the Father, he says, I planted, Apollo watered, but it is God who gives the growth. I planted the seed of the faith to the community of the Corinth. It is Apollo who made those people to be strong in their faith. It is God who gives them to grow in the faith that Jesus Christ has given. Now, what about us? If Father thinks of from heaven, sowing the seed of faith to east and west, north and south, if God thinks of sending his son in the middle of the world, geographically, the city of Jerusalem, the place of Jordan, the place of Nazareth, is the center of the universe. And therefore, after the death of Jesus Christ, many Muslims, the kings, are eager to conquer the place called Nazareth, the place called Jordan, the place called the holy place where the temple of Jerusalem was being built. And therefore, even Jesus stands at the center. When Jesus was born at the center of the universe, the land, the word, what God wanted to the east, to the west, and to the north, and to the south. The word, the seed of word, maybe falling on the path, maybe at the eastern part, maybe the path where the birds will take away the seed, where the Satan is more prevailing to take the seed of the word of God. And the seed that has fallen, which Jesus has sown, now on the rocky ground, maybe at the west, is again being dried up, maybe because there is no much water on the ground or on the stone. And the stones that fell under the thorns that are being chopped by the spirits of the evil that we invite in our day-to-day lives, maybe of growing technology, maybe by our evil thoughts, maybe by our family ignorances, because of which the seed is not able to be shown to others. And now the seed that was fallen on the fertile land. What is that fertile land? Maybe the seed that has fallen into our own hearts is being fertile. If the land is fertile, that gives 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold. And therefore, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, the word that is falling in our hearts should yield more fruit when we accept Jesus as our Lord, Jesus as our Savior, and Jesus as our Christ, the only Son of God. And therefore, as each one of us are being called to that Son to receive the seed, again, if you look into the theology of the seed of the Word of God, it is much more than that. That's why in Hebrews, the letter to Hebrews, St. Paul speaks, chapter 4, verse 12, the Word of God is like the double-edged sword. It can cut even our body into two parts. That means even the life that we have, earthly life, even the life that we have, our spiritual life, can be separated only through the Word of God. That's why St. Paul rightly says, the word of God only can cut or can split us or can separate us from the worldly life and the spiritual life, with which the spiritual life which can make us to reach our Savior, our Master, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.